Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. As I had mentioned, we wanted to visit with Created with Purpose. Ms. Valerie with us, and thank you first off for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much, Ben, for having me here.
We've already hit it off because she taught nursing. My mother taught nursing. She taught nursing for 22 years, and then she became a nurse practitioner, which I actually thought was cooler because it was when she went back to nurse practitioner school my senior year in high school and on into college. So she would work the ER.
That's me. That is me. I'm an ER nurse.
While she went back to school. And she would work, nobody else wanted, she would work the night shift. So when I would come home from college, I would go hang out at the ER.
Wow.
Which I know a lot of people don't think is cool, but I thought it was cool.
Yes.
I probably saw some things I shouldn't see.
Yes. Very interesting place to work. And I also worked night shifts too, Ben.
Was always fun.
Yes.
So I want you to tell everybody why. I know we do need to talk about this. The full moon nights are a real thing.
They are a real thing. A lot of the babies are born full moon. I mean, just all kinds of crazy stuff comes through. The full moon nights is a real thing.
And Halloween night for some reason.
Yes.
I don't know why, but everybody gets dumb on Halloween night and the ER stays busy.
Yes.
With people that have misbehaved. So, well, let's talk about the nonprofit a little bit and the mission behind Created with Purpose, because as you said, now you're retired from teaching and you're taking care of mom, and so you started this program.
I did. Created with Purpose is so dear to my heart, actually. And the reason I started, it got a lot bigger, Ben, than I thought it would ever get. It really did. I really wanted to start it because I was a single mama going back to college. So mm-hmm. That was one part of it. And I wanted to take single mamas and help them make it through because it becomes so hard to keep going, especially when you're working. And so I really just kind of started that as a mentoring program, a little bit of financial stipend for them. But I realized that it's so much bigger because now I'm also involved in their lives and the lives of their children. And it's just, but it is absolutely amazing. It's amazing watching them, all of my mom's work. And so it's just awesome. So that's one piece of it. And then the other piece of it is I take at-risk teen girls and mm-hmm. work with them too, just trying to get them on a different trajectory.
So is this a calling?
It is absolutely a calling. It is. It is what I know that I'm supposed to do, just because I'm a firm believer that we should never, ever, ever enter someone's life and not make it better.
Mm. So when did this start?
It started a couple of years ago, it started about 3 years ago, but it became a nonprofit a couple of years ago, a 501c3 a couple of years ago. So we've just been kind of rocking it out.
So is there a way people that they may know someone that probably needs to get involved with you, or do they come to you? Because I will say in that situation, and I tell the story a lot, and he doesn't mind me sharing it, because Todd Shackett with Southern Union had what you're talking about, a single mother that was having a tough time. She was having to take care of her mother as well as her children, and she was getting ready to drop out. He said,
yeah.
No, we're going to find a way to help this out. Like, you have a lot of potential. You're doing very well in your classes. The last thing you need to do is stop doing this.
That's it.
And now she is working for an aviation program and making oodles of money.
Wow.
And taking care of her mom and her child, and has health care now to go along with that with the company she's with. And if she had not had somebody to help her persevere, she would not be in that situation.
That is exactly right. And that's why I started this, because there's no option to give up. It's going to change your entire life. My children tell me all the time, Mom, we watch you get an associate's, a bachelor's, a master's, and a doctorate all in our lifetime, just because I knew that it was going to change their life. And so it doesn't just change the person's life. It also changes the life of their children, because they begin to see things a lot differently.
Mm-hmm.
It takes you from poverty, literally, to a whole different network and audience, and it makes you feel so much better about yourself. Now, does that mean everybody needs a college degree? It doesn't, but we still want you to be able to see yourself doing something greater in life.
And you're living proof you can do what you want to do.
You can. I am the absolute that. It was hard. Was it hard? Absolutely was hard. So which is why we created this network. So when you want to give up, you can say, hey, she looks just like me. We're all in this thing together.
Mm. So do you get recommendations from various programs or churches reach out and say, hey, we've got somebody that we think you may could help? Or because I would assume, as I was going to say earlier, I would assume that some of these individuals I don't want to say proud or pride gets in the way, but they may not want to reach out to you. So it may take somebody to give them a little push.
That is generally how we get our recommendations. Somebody normally recommends our women. And so we open it up again for Okay. People to apply in May. We'll close it in June and have everybody in place to start in August.
Wow.
So I go to churches. I even reach out to daycare centers if they have moms that they can recommend, just anybody that can, because all you have to do is have a child under the age of 12, mm-hmm. and you have to already be admitted to the school system.
Okay.
So as long as you've got an admission letter, or if you're already going, that's mm-hmm. perfect. We're going to support you through that.
It is absolutely amazing stuff. We got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more with Valerie. We're talking Created with Purpose and their mission and what they do and how you get involved. And we'll talk more with Valerie here momentarily. Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station.
We're streaming online at newstalkwani.com and the Radio Alabama app.
Hey, Auburn Opelika, did you miss us? After months of hard work and community support, reconstruction on runway 624 is complete. Commercial flight service at Columbus Airport is back. If you're traveling, now is the time to book holiday flights. Visit Delta.com and book from CSG. Our doors are open. We're excited to welcome you. Whether you're flying out to see loved ones or bringing family home, Columbus Airport proudly welcomes the world to our region. We're thrilled to be back. Happy holidays from your hometown Airport.
Stay warm, dry, and ready this hunting season with premium gear from Winter Timber Outdoors. Suit up with the latest Sitka apparel, light and crispy boots, and premium dive bomb waders built for the toughest of hunts. And don't forget the feed. Grab triple clean deer corn, just $8.99 for a 50-pound bag. From the woods to the water, we've got everything you need to elevate your adventure. Winter Timber Outdoors, Auburn Opelika's premier hunting and shooting retailer.
Mark Traylor, owner of Arbor Springs Health and Rehab Center.
I think one of the best things I would tell a family member is we're going to be the eyes and ears that you can't be all the time. We have 24-hour nurses around the clock, and we have physicians and nurse practitioners in our building. So you get a home-like atmosphere, but you also get that clinical component. There's all kinds of challenges that your family members are going to face. We don't fix those. We don't fix them. We just can give you a better setting in which to hopefully take care and manage those challenges that you can't necessarily do at home. Taking care of somebody 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in a house, one-on-one care, that's not super cost-effective. That's the best way to say it. That's what we're in the business we're in. And so hopefully what we can do is provide them a good setting in which we can care for them.
Arbor Springs Health and Rehab Center in Opelika at 1910 Pepperell Parkway next to EAMC.
Our phone number is 749-1471.
Since Auburn Bank opened in 1907, we've been tested by world wars, pandemics, and plenty of troubled times. Through it all, we've not only survived, but thrived by staying true to our core values of sound money management and putting our customers first. And just as surely as more challenges will come, we'll meet them the way we always have, with your confidence and our experience. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
A power outage can strike at any time, but with Able Electric, you won't get caught in the dark. They're your local Generac generator sales, installation, and service experts for the Generac Home Standby Generator, the ultimate backup power solution. A home standby generator keeps your home or business safe, comfortable, and connected when the grid goes down. Trust Able Electric for reliable service and affordable pricing. Visit ableelectricinc.com or call for your free estimate. Terms and conditions apply. Call for details. Able Electric. Don't get caught in the dark.
News Talk WANI, Auburn Opelika's most listened to news talk station.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station, as we are talking with Valerie. Created with Purpose is a nonprofit that we're discussing. And you also have got a huge women's expo that's going to be coming up in March. I told you my sister would be super proud that you're doing this. She teaches up in Emerson. She may be going to an expo of herself or one or two. Actually, I think she just came back from D.C. where she was at one, if I'm not mistaken. And so, according to social media, you know, she didn't tell me any of that
stuff.
Okay. I'm just the guy, so she didn't tell me any of that stuff. So. But it is a Women in Business Expo that you're going to be involved with?
Yes. Okay. We're hosting our very first Women in Business Expo.
Okay.
Yes. It's truly going to be amazing, we think. And what it is because March is Women's History Month. So it's all things women who've done excellent things in their life. And we're going to have it on March 7th, which is that Saturday. But International Women's Day is actually March 8th every year.
Okay.
But of course, we're not going to do it on a Sunday. So
right.
March 7th. In Opelika. We're going to host it at the Opelika Public Library. Mm-hmm. Still looking for vendors for women only vendors to come in business. They can be a nonprofit. They can be a business also to just kind of expo, do what they do. Tell us mm-hmm. what about what they do. Host a table.
And their stories, man.
Their stories matter. I mean, yes, so with, good.
Like your story you told me, of course, I've got my own with my mother that thought she was doing what she was supposed to be doing all those years, and turns out she wasn't, and found a calling later in life to help children, and everything from your business owner, from the ladies around, you know, Auburn, Opelika, Lee County. Mm-hmm. I think people would be shocked, and the reason we know this is being in the radio business and being in sales, we get to meet the owners of these businesses, and I love the fact they're like, well, how many women? I said, I can't count them. I don't really know off the top of my head. I said, that's how many there are. I said, you know, sometimes they may stick the dude out there as the face so he can deal with the problems. I said, why the smart people sit back there in the back and make sure that the business is run correctly. There's one particular gentleman I know that his wife is the one that handles everything. So I've told him before, I said, so you're the face of the program? I said, that's a tough look because she's the one that does all of it. But yes, it is going to be March 7th, and then International Women's Day is going to be on the 8th. And how big is it that not only you share your story, they share their story with some of the young people that may be single moms, even if it's a teenager that may not know. Mm-hmm. I got two daughters.
Yeah.
And, you know, coming up on fixing to be 18, another one fixing to be 17 in the summer. You know, we ask them, well, what do you want to do? They don't know.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. so they need ladies like you to kind of guide them and say, hey, you can do anything.
You can. That's it. And that's a big part of this. We want people to not only come through and support the women and whatever it is that they have for their business, but also sometimes you can talk about the journey, how you got to this, because mm-hmm. a lot of times people feel like they can't make that's beyond them, that they'll never be able to accomplish that, when you absolutely can accomplish whatever it is that you're desiring to do.
Mm.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, coming as a parent, since you were able to do everything that you did. So that way, when your children complain to you, they don't have much leg to stand on, do they?
Because
you
do can say, not.
Listen, it can be done.
It can be done. And but you'll need support. No man is an island, as you've heard before. You will need support. Mm. But it can be done. And you just have to sometimes find the right people to put in your circle to help you get there.
You mentioned when May rolls around that qualification process is going to be taking place. Is there something they need to fill out or a website they need to go to in order to be involved in that?
Yes. In May, we will open it up again for our single mamas to be mm-hmm. able to apply for our Empowered Moms program. And that's generally just going out once a year. Mm-hmm. There will be stuff all over social media, but they can also go to www.createdwpurpose.com.
Okay.
And they'll find more information there too. That's the website of how they can actually apply.
The website is what again?
www.createdwpurpose.com.
I absolutely love it. And of course, do you have social media pages?
We do.
Okay.
We are on Instagram. Now, don't ask me. I think his created-w-purpose. That's what it is.
See, the good news is if you just search Created with Purpose,
you'll find us.
It will pop up there.
Yes.
And so it'll be easy to find. I appreciate you coming in and visiting
Thank
this morning.
So
this
much.
Is awesome.
Yes.
And I wish you all the best, especially when it comes to March, and especially some of the young ladies' lives that you may be able to touch. And maybe they will be some of these future business owners that we see sitting out there. If not, these, as you are, next doctors, nurses, as well as anybody else, that a bunch of people told them, oh, you can't do that. Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
And
I
promise you. So, again, Ms. Valley, thank you.
Thank you so much, Ben, for having me.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Auburn Opelika.